So there are some folks out there who are better at following an audio recording with examples as opposed to a text guide. I am one such person. Now, I can use a text guide just fine without an issue if it is explained well enough. However, this recording is intended to eliminate the need for this in this particular case. So what I'm doing today is a very quick thing on how to cheat your items in Manamon 2. This is old. This is an old topic. I am making this recording in August 29th, 2025. This is not an old recording. The topic is old. Like, Manamon 2 item cheating was discovered forever and a half ago because you know, or at least you should know, if you're a cheater in the Manamon anyway, you should know that if you try to cheat your items normally, like, you know, you get an herb, you scan it, then you get three more and you scan, you know, four, and then you get two more and you scan six. If you do that, the game will explode and die. And it literally plays an explosion sound and dies. So there is a way around this. Aaron, if you're going to fix this, then whatever, you can do that. But to anybody who's using this, keep your latest versions of Manamon backed up somewhere in case he does fix this. but yeah, there is a way around this. To you, to those of you who know, move along with your days. This is not intended to be to show off anything that those who know. If you already know, then you know. If you don't, then welcome to this thing where I show you how to do this. Okay, so this is actually pretty simple. I have my Manamon right here, and I decided to do this because I need to do this for this particular save file that I'm messing with anyway. So what I'm gonna do is, I'm not going to root my speech. Actually, what the fuck is my rate at 46? It's a random ass. Okay, I'm going to root it. Fuck it. Okay, high speech. So, as you can hear, we have 52 herbs. You know, because this is an old, this is a save that has nothing to do with anything. So, what I'm going to do, and obviously you open Cheat Engine after you load the game up. I already did all that though. So what we're going to do now is we're going to toss some of these herbs. Well, allegedly. So we're going to toss. Let's scan for 6. Now wait. Do not hit yes. Whatever you do, don't hit yes. Because that will actually get rid of them, and you don't want to toss anything. You don't actually want to get rid of anything. So what you're going to do is you're going to go in here and you're going to scan for 6. Alright, so now you're going to go back and hit no. Now you're going to toss again. And then we're going to do 4. Do not hit anything, like don't hit yes. Scan for 4. Alright, so this happened right. A lot of the time, 90% of the time, you're going to end up with 3 values. Change. You can change all 3 of them, or you can try to find whichever one is actually the right one. I try to do that because, and here's why. So I'm going to take a gamble and say that it's the third one. So I'm going to do minus 1200. I'm going to copy that just in case. Okay, so now you hit yes. Once you, like, edit the address, you hit yes. Okay, cool. So now we have 1,252 herbs. That's how you do it, guys. It's literally that simple. Now, the cool thing is, let's say that you have an item where it's only one. So, you know, if you're freaking out and you want a Gamonet, because, you know, you only get 2 of these in this game, by the way. So, if you want a bunch of Gamonets, you can do this. And now we have 35,000 Gamonets, and all we had to do is go back into that, like, toss an item thing. So, like, you know, we can do it with the Scorch Ointment. We hit toss. Go back in the Cheat Engine, edit the address. Minus 350. I forgot to say that, didn't I? So, instead of putting a positive value, what you do is whenever you find the right address, you put a negative sign. You put, so, like, if you want 10,000 of these things, you would do minus 10,000. And then you will get 10,000. When you hit yes. There we go. So now we have 300 of those. So it's that simple. I am terrible at explaining these things, especially if I don't have a script to read. But I did explain it in the end. You let me like recap. You go in, you hit toss. You toss a number, I don't know, like 6, for example. You hit, you know, you scan it in the cheat engine whenever it asks you if you're sure you want to do it. You hit no. Once you scan it. And the values are set to the default, so 4 bytes, exact value. Like, you know, you don't have to change that. You hit no. Then, you go back and toss 4. Or, you know, in my example, 4. You hit, scan 4. Go into the addresses list. Do not touch the actual prompt yet. Yes or no, do not touch that. Go into the addresses list, try to find the right one. It's a gamble sometimes. Because if you guess wrong, you will actually lose the items. So make sure to do this with an item that you have a lot of first. That's why I did it with 52 herbs, because I had plenty of chances to mess that up. So yeah, scan, try to change it to negative like 50, for example, and then hit yes. If everything goes well, you get 50 herbs instead of tossing 50 herbs. It's an amazing bug. Well, I don't think it's a bug. It's like the way he coded the tossing mechanism in, but it's great. But it's literally that simple. So yeah, I'm gonna give my this save like a billion and a half items, because that's what I was going to do anyway before I decided out of nowhere that I was gonna make this recording. So yeah, hopefully this helps somebody, and if it doesn't, then that's okay. It's something I uploaded in like forever and a half since I haven't uploaded. So yeah, enjoy. Until the next thing, whatever that is.